Hi, my name is Alan from Alan V Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In today's video, I'm going to talk about an upcoming freehold condo in the heart of District 10. This condo is none other than the Track Hall. This is an iconic condo with 132 units, comprising both apartments and mansionettes. Currently, there are 32 units available for sale directly from the developers. The developers have kept them since day one, which is easily 45 years ago. This is an opportunity not to miss if you like space and the prestige of staying in such a locality. If you are keen to buy one for own stay or for investment, kindly continue to watch on. But first, let's head over to the property details. The Track Hall is located along Track Hall Park in Prime District 10. It's not too far away from the Ardmore Park vicinity. The site measures 161,000 square feet and it is sitting on a plot ratio of 2.1 on freehold tenure. Next to it is another condo known as Track Hall 8. There are three tower blocks with a conserved clubhouse in the center. Track Hall 8 is on 99 years leasehold. It is previously a government land sale. As for the rest, there are landed homes along Stephen Road. They are known as Villas on Stephen. They are also built by the same developers, but not linked to the Track Hall. Completed in 1980, the iconic Track Hall stands renowned with its three circular towers prominently situated at Track Hall Park off Stephen Road. For those that are travelling to Orchard Road, you confirm wouldn't miss it. I recall, such circular design is very popular during the 1970s to 1980s. It reminds me of the former Futura condo along Norley Hill Road to the garden wings at nearby Shangri-La Hotel. For the tower blocks, there are three towers of 34 stories with only three units per floor. Each unit offers unblocked view of the surrounding depending on the orientation. There are also low-rise apartments and maisonettes. The condo facilities include 24-hour security, shelter car parks, swimming pools, wading pool, children playground, poolside barbecue area, and gym. So much about the development itself. Let's head over to the usual SWOT analysis. Simple as ABC, if you want to own a condo in downtown Orchard Road, you must own freehold condo. All your neighbors drive Maserati, Porsche, and Bentley. How can you not be driving one? Anyway, freehold property in Singapore are highly sought after due to their perpetual ownership status, unlike leasehold properties which come with an expiry date. Track Hall offer long-term value appreciation and generating wealth transfer benefits. Don't need to say more, located in District 10, the Track Hall is nested in one of Singapore's most affluent neighbourhoods. Close to Orchard Road, this prime location ensures easy access to high-end shopping malls, fine dining establishments and top-tier international schools, making it a preferred choice for expatriates and affluent locals. Let me share with you a secret. Don't assume the residents staying in this area are very atas. You are wrong. Some of them are very humble people, just like you and me. Anyway, all the units are well designed with spacious layout that cater to the need of families and individuals who value comfort and exclusivity. Compared to newer development that prioritize compact living, these larger units are a significant advantage. Just look at the bedrooms, they are huge. Not forgetting the living and dining area where you can host guests in the comfort of your home. There's even a maid room and a service yard area. That is why I always say, old condos have practical design, they are fit for human to stay. That's why some condos I see today, I really shake head. If you have plans to rent out such unit, let me share this with you. Expect will like it because of the space plus its proximity to Orchard Road, the central business district and international school nearby. The Track Hall is also an exclusive and private environment with a relatively lower density compared to massive new development. This especially appealing to high net worth individuals who value tranquility and space. So much about the strength, confirm got minus right. Being in an older development, Track Hall may lack the ultra-modern facility found in newly built condos. While its structure remains solid, some buyers may find the design outdated and in need of renovation. There are also the issue of water seepage and spoiling concrete traditionally found in older condos. Let's face it, 45 years old, cannot expect it to look like Suite 25, right? For older condos, typically come with higher maintenance fees due to its upkeep of aging facility and infrastructure. This could also be a deterrent for some cost-conscious buyers. Anyway, the monthly maintenance is around $640 per month. Very cheap in today's standard for such a space. The Dragon, being a condo that is designed in the late 1970s, has apartments with steps inside the premises. If you have physically challenged family members, then this apartment may not be suitable for you. With new luxury developments sprouting across prime districts, Dracor faced stiff competition from newer freehold properties with state-of-the-art facilities and modern architecture design. However, old condos like this will also find takers one. It all boils down to asking renter and selling price. I'm all too familiar with it. Here, we will cover this in the next section. Freehold properties in prime location have historically shown resilience and long-term appreciation, as land scarcity continues to be a key factor in Singapore property market. Dracor value is likely to grow over time. You don't believe in me? Let me share with you. This is the historical chart since 1996, where the data is first recorded. The price in 1996 was hovering around 800 per square feet. Today, they are going for 2,000 to 2,004 per square feet. Price continued to increase with the rise in the overall property market over the decades. Anyway, there are 30 winners and 6 losers. With more developers units available in the resale market, this will indirectly improve liquidity and improve transaction volume and prices. On another note, with more upcoming new condos to be launched in the city area, from Marine Garden to Zion Road to Orchard Boulevard, most of these will likely be touching 3,000 per square feet upwards. If older freehold condos are selling at mid 2,000 per square feet, do you think it's worthwhile to buy? There's also a growing demand for large format homes post-pandemic. With more people prioritizing home office and personal space, Dracor's spacious unit will likely be in higher demand. On another note, there is the en bloc potential. The owners have recently initiated some en bloc discussion to appoint marketing agents on a collective sale. If the sale really takes place, this will lead to substantial financial gains for current owners. However, I think very difficult due to replacement homes and so on. This is a big topic and I shall not elaborate further. Let us move on. So much about the opportunity, confirm got track right. Well, there is a lot of market volatility, especially with a president that promote America first. He's not wrong to do that, but not forgetting his closest ally may impose tariffs on US goods too. This will surely impact US economy and affect the rest of the world. There is also the discussion on rising interest rate and inflation. That may impact buyer sentiment and dampen demand for high-end properties. However, the above are small changes. I think the main threat is still the additional buyer stamp duty on foreigners. If this measure is to be removed, I'm very sure city homes will fly and chong ahead. There's also speculation on cooling measure ahead of a general election. If they cool, mati liao. But freehold condo in this area are very resistant, especially for condo with a lower entry price. For example, Ardmore Park already touching 4,500 per square feet. This is basically across the road. How to go wrong, brother and sister? Newer condo like Novel 18 is already doing 3,000 per square feet. This means if the Dracor is doing at a lower PSF, it should be relatively safe. Do I talk sense here? Dracor is a compelling investment for buyers looking for prestigious freehold condominium in one of Singapore's most desirable locations. While it faced some challenges due to its age and maintenance, its prime location, strong rental demand, and long-term appreciation potential make it a valuable asset. Whether you are an investor seeking capital growth or a homeowner desiring luxury and spaces, Dracor remains a prime choice in Singapore's real estate landscape. With limited units available for sale, don't say I never share with you this lobang. Don't say fully sold already, never let you know. This is a gem in my opinion. However, if you are concerned on its age, maintenance and so on, then please don't buy this product. If you want new, then I have a lot of new homes for you to consider in 2025. But most of them will be 99 years. Sorry ho, freehold one don't have. Only left this. That's all. Hope you enjoy this video.